We're up to Simon Reish Chaf Ches. So this is basically a continuation of what we started yesterday in Reish Chaf Zayin. So yesterday in Reish Chaf Zayin, we discussed part of the Mishnah Brachos Nundalit Amin Aleph, the Mishnah last parak, parak 9 of Brachos. And there we listed a bunch of phenomena. Zikin, Zvaos, Ra'amim, Ruchos, Ubrakim. The bracha to be said on those things is Kocho, Ugvaraso, Male Olam. We discussed that yesterday. It's a shooting star or a meteor, earthquake, thunder, lightning, all these things, very strong winds, all these things. The Mishnah says to say Kocho, Ugvaraso, Male Olam. Then the Mishnah continues, and this is the topic of Reish Chaf Ches. That was Reish Chaf Zayin. This is Reish Chaf Ches. On mountains, on valleys, or some basically translated as canyons, like the Grand Canyon, Yamim, Neharot, Midbarot, oceans, and rivers, and deserts, the bracha to be said is Osamai Sebereshis. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Rehuda Omer, if you see the Yam Hagadol, the great sea, the bracha to be said is Baruch Shachata Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam Sha'asa Es Hayam Hagadol. Okay, so yesterday Reish Chaf Zayin was the first part of that Mishnah, and now we're on the next part of that Mishnah. So it seems like the Tanakhama here is telling us that on oceans and rivers, the bracha is Osamai Sebereshis. He does not mention anything special about one particular yam that is more special than the others. And therefore, it seems like the Tanakhama holds there's no such thing, no such bracha as Asa Es HaYam HaGadol. It's a Machlokes Tanakhama Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda now invents his new bracha. There's a yam called Yam HaGadol. We have to see what that is in a minute. And there's a special bracha to be said on that yam. The Rambam goes on to Paskin like Reb Yehuda that there's a special bracha to be said on the Yam HaGadol. The Tur says he doesn't get it. I don't understand the Rambam. We have a Sittav Machoikis in the Mishnah, but Tanakhama makes no distinction between different Yamim and different Nero. So it's all Osamai Sebereshis. So why should the Rambam Paskin like Reb Yehuda against the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama is always generally assumed to be the Rabbanon, the majority opinion. It's the no-name brand opinion. So why would the Rambam Paskin like Reb Yehuda against the Rabbanon? That's the tourist question. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way, and the Gra spells it out as well, understand that no. The Rambam has a different understanding of the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama. It's true that Tanakhama doesn't make any distinction. It doesn't mean he doesn't have a distinction. And Reb Yehuda, instead of saying he's arguing the Tanakhama, he's explaining the Tanakhama. But it's not that the Tanakhama would disagree with Reb Yehuda. And therefore, we can paskin, Rambam can paskin with Reb Yehuda, because not against the Rabbanan, he's explaining the Rabbanan. So let's see that inside. Reish, Chaf, Ches, Sif, Aleph. Al Yamim Unaharos, on oceans and rivers. Harim Ugvaos, mountains. Ugvaos literally is by valleys, but they translate as canyons. Umidbaros and deserts. Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem, the Kingdom of Elam. Oh, some ice aberrations. Sorry, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph, or some ice aberrations. Now let's finish up the Machaber. Well, Yam HaGadol, and on the Yam HaGadol, so the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam, that there is like a special brach on the Yam HaGadol. Now he's going to tell us what is the Yam HaGadol. Well, Yam HaGadol, what's the Yam HaGadol? Who Yam Sheover by the Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's the special Yam that you need to go through to get to Eretz Yisrael, what we call the Mediterranean. On the Yam HaGadol, Omer, Baruch HaTorah Hashem HaKadol HaKadol, here it's Oseh HaYam HaGadol, which the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Gimel, that's the Lashon HaTor. Aval kama poskim ha'tiku nusach bracha zu b'lashon avar. So it's she'asa es ha'yam ha'gadol in the past tense, not in the present tense. I don't understand exactly why it would be in present tense. Okay, so let's go in through the Mishnah Berurah. Osamai Sebereshis, Perush. Kevan she'yasdan me'az Hashem created these amazing natural phenomena, the mountain ranges and the canyons and the deserts and the oceans. And Vushvacho Shamakam Ukishenu Makina Yon Dabashan Yod Shamakam Baro Mishesh Mebrashis Vadanu Kayam. It's a praise to Hashem that we can look at this and say, wow, it's still here almost 5,777 years later. You can't make the bracha. Yesterday we learned that the bracha of there's thunder and lightning and those things, okay, we discussed it yesterday, you have to listen to the tape, that they can be used interchangeably. The Shulchan Aruch actually gives you a choice. You want to say this bracha or that bracha. That's by earthquakes and hurricanes and things like that. Over here, there's no option to say Kol Chag Rosham Mole Olam, because you're looking at the Grand Canyon. It doesn't fill the world. It's right here. It's local. It's not something that spreads out to great distances. Kamo Aruchos, Sur Amin, like thunder and lightning. The Hasu Nirv and Ishmael Barachot, because those things are felt and seen and heard far away. But the rivers and the oceans, it is where it is. What is the Yama Gadol? The Mechaber wants to say it's the Mediterranean. The Rosh wants to say it's the Atlantic. The Grav passing like the Rosh, so it's either Mishabura. Mishabur Katan Beis. V'nikri Yama Gadol mechashivusu shel Eretz Yisrael. Why would we go Yama Gadol? The Mediterranean is not the biggest Yam. No, the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael gives it the status as Yama Gadol. Aval harbe achronim pligal mechaber. Many achronim disagree with the mechaber, including the Gra. Usvirlu didafka yam okianus. Only on the ocean, on the Atlantic. But it doesn't really mean Atlantic, as we'll see. Shua yam hagadol shebekol hayamim shemakivet kol haolam. The whole world is really connected. It's really an island. We have two eastern, what's it? Eastern hemisphere, western hemisphere? Is that what they're called? And you have the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Indian and the
Arctic Ocean. It's mostly frozen.
Okay, so they're all connected. They're all really one gigantic yam. So that's Yam HaGadol, because it's very gadol. It encompasses the whole world, circles the whole world. So Allah kavur bracha b'fnei atzam b'nei gadol. That's Yam HaGadol means, as it says, gadol is great. Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Aval Yam Shovim by the Eretz Yisrael. Lo nikrali is a Yam HaGadol. It's a bracha like this. So what bracha would you say in the Mediterranean according to this opinion? Umavarak and Allah kamal shay yam, like every other yam, which is also my separations. Vidad the kol bracha say in elik shiras and mishol shemiyam and mishol shemiyam. You only make these brachos once every 30 days. Okay, so we have a machlokes, which is the Yam HaGadol, which makes it problematic. Look at the Bir Halacha, Bir Masor al Yam HaGadol. Hatam, Bidei Chashivuso, Kovulo Bracha La'atma. Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. Previous page. Vinir Nirli. Should be read, where is Chav Tess? Yam HaGadol. Second line, nearly. Let's say on the Yam HaGadol, you treated it like every other Yam, and you said, oh, some isoberations. He says, why? Do to me, it's like a shahako. It's a generic bracha for all the oceans. It's like shahako. If you didn't make shahako on a chash of a food, like wine or bread, we said, yote b'diyavid. So what do you know over here? That's what the Bir Halacha goes on to say. Okay, and therefore, take this. Bottom line. So in Zot HaBracha, he says that they basically say like this: on the Mediterranean, which is the when you go to the beach, the kosher beach, you're seeing the Mediterranean. So on the Mediterranean, even though the Shulchan Aruch says to say also say Yam HaGadol, since many poskim say not to do that, so the bracha to be said on the Mediterranean also my separations. And others say what you can do is you say Racha Hashem Kedem Achalav Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis, and then you can throw on Sha'asa Aseh Yam HaGadol. So you're kind of combining the two brachas in one. So if that's the right bracha, then you're saying that also. Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis, for sure you don't say. For sure you can say it's not a bracha of Atalah. And then if you can, you tag on Sha'asa Aseh Yam HaGadol. Zos HaBracha says that on the Atlantic, that's what you see when you're in New York, there he wants to say that everyone really agrees you can say Asa Siyama Gadol, and the Shulchan Aruch just means to add, or even the Mediterranean. It's also connected to the Atlantic. So he brings that big poskim that say that on the Atlantic you can actually say the Bracha of Asa Siyama Gadol. But on the Yama Tichon, Ashkenazim really say Asa Maisa Bereshis, and if you want to be a tzaddik, you can add on Asa Siyama Gadol. Assuming that you haven't seen the Mediterranean within 30 days. Yama Tichon is the Mediterranean. On the Kinneret, also, they say to say a bracha of Osamai Sibaratius. Let's see Siv Beis. Siv Beis says like this. Tosa says, it's when we say that the Mishnah says on Neharot, on rivers, you say the bracha, it's not on all rivers. It's only on the four rivers listed in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Gihon, Pishon, Hezekiel, and Pras. Very good. However, look at the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. Lo akal naharos mevarach, ela al arba naharos tzivi bikra, kimo chidekel upras. Why does the Mechaber throw in the word kimo? Mishabur Sif Katan Dalek, kimo chidekel upras. The kimo teaches me, la bavke elu, not just these four. Hello, what did Kol Anoshin Gedolos? Kimo elu means anything like these four. Like these four rivers. Mashiach Yiduim Shehem Mimei Bereishis Kmo Eilu V'lo Nsavu Achakach Mavar. But you have to know that it's not man-made, and that it wasn't tinkered with by human beings. And I don't know how you really know that. How do you know that the river that you're looking at was there from the time of the creation of the world? And 2,000 years ago, they didn't redirect it, and they didn't do something to it. So the Gemara talks about different parts of rivers by Bavel, that they know that they played with the bottom part and they redirected it, so the top part you can't make a bracha, and downstream you can't make a bracha because it was already redirected and it had some human intervention. And the end of Mishnah Berurah Katan Hey, he brings up another rabbi, if you have a safek, then you also can't make a bracha. Then in the Sharatzi and all the in the bottom, Oishchas, he wants to say, you don't have to assume that it was changed. You see a river, you can assume that it was not changed. But he's not convinced, the Sharatzi, and Tzarech Iyan Lamaisa. So again, on the Atlantic, they bring down, you can say, Osas Yamagadu. On the Mediterranean, Osamai Separatius, and then you can add on Osas Yamagadu. The Kinneret, Osamai Separatius. My son asked me about the Jordan River. I don't know, they don't discuss it. I don't know why they don't discuss the Jordan River. All these books that talk. There's a Yamamelech. Yamamelech is no good because there are sources that indicate that the Yamamelech was not there from the time of the creation of the world. They bring down a Rashi. Okay, that is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. The law I call Hari Megvos Mavar. Not in every mountain rain. You know, you look out the back window over here and you see the mountain, the Judean hills. Not in every mountain are you going to make a bracha. Dafka Hari Megvos Hamishunim, only if it's different, Vinikeres Gvura Saborben. It's something that's really above and beyond the others, and you could really see Hashem's greatness by this mountain range. So that's all discussion. Dershu points out. If someone to say it has to be, you know, famous in the world, or the Alps, the Rockies, it has to be famous. Others say it does not need to be famous. Hermon, they seem to say, Sosvarim say, you can make a bracha on the Hermon. But like, so Masani asked me, what about the Golan? You go to the Golan, it's Amish, beautiful, huge mountains. Now, if you're going to go through the top 10 mountain ranges in the world, I do not believe that the Golan is going to be there. Once you go down south, you go to the mountains of Eilat. Also, it's Amish, beautiful, Rabu Masach Hashem. So, I don't know, I'm lacking geography. Once again, no, I know the geography. I mean, it's a beautiful mountain range. It doesn't make it to the top 10 in the world, I am sure. So, is that good enough to make a bracha or not? It seems to be a machlokas. meaning it has to be something that you are mispoiled from, but not just that you're meaning you can. Someone come to Kafachayim and look at the window and say, "Wow, look at those beautiful mountains." And yeah, they're beautiful mountains. And if you're coming from New York City, so it's like, wow, you don't see that too often. But the mountains, in terms of mountains, are not so. You know, it's a nice view to have from your house, but it's not like a wow. The Eilat Mountains and the Golan Mountains are much more wow, but they're not up there at the. They don't necessarily rank. So that's a shaila. Do they have to rank? Okay, that is Reish Chaf Ches. And you can always say the bracha without Shem HaMalchus. The bracha without Shem HaShem is not a bracha. But what if you want to say Shem HaShem? You're very... Okay? So definitely on the Grand Canyon you could say the bracha. On the Rockies, on the Andes, on the Himalayas, on the Alps. They say even if you're on an airplane, if you look out the window and you're flying through Switzerland, you can see the Alps, you can also make a bracha. Okay, that's Reish Chaf Ches. Let's do Reish Chaf Tes. Reish Chaf Tes. More of the ninth parak of brachas. Haroe Hakeshes. One sees a rainbow. Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekayem Melachatam, Zocheh HaBris. Hashem remembers the bris that's represented by the rainbow. Ne'eman b'vriso. Hashem sticks to his side of the deal. V'kayam b'ma'amaro. And keeps his word. V'otcheh v'stakeh b'biyoso. You're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. Mishabas have got an aleph. Not only that, the rainbow represents Hashem wanted to destroy the world with a marble, and that's the sign of the rainbow that Hashem keeps his word, he's not going to destroy the world. Right? So the rainbow is not a good thing, it's a bad thing. Hashem wanted to destroy the world, he couldn't. His hands were tied because he made a deal with Noah. So therefore it's bad news. So therefore Mishabir says Sivkatan Alpha ain't Kedai Lagila Khabero Shiesh Keshus. And therefore one is not supposed to go around saying bad news. So to tell someone there's a rainbow outside would be a type of bad news. Mitam Motzi Diba. Pasuk says one who says bad news is a fool. How that works into practical living, I don't know. So he's saying the Keshus is considered bad news. Mishabir Sivkatan Bays. So if you see another rainbow, you don't have to wait 30 days like the other things. You don't have to wait once a month. Because here, it's a new rainbow, like the thunder and lightning. That one went. And there's a new one, just like the thunder and lightning. Hashem keeps his bris. He won't trade in his bris, even though there may be a lot of Rishon in the world, but Kayim b'ma'amaro. Even if Hashem would not have made a bris, the fact that Hashem says, Kayim shamar b'dibro ba'amo, without a covenant, without a sign, Hashem gives his word. So obviously Hashem's word is his word. The Pasuk says, Lo ya'od ma'abu l'shachis aretz. So that's Baruch Sheikayim ma'amaro. That's the ma'amaro. Meaning I give my word, and then I give you a sign. Right? Hashem gave his word, he won't destroy the world, then he gave a sign. So even without the sign, Hashem is Kayim b'ma'amaro. And you're not supposed to look at the rainbow. The rainbow represents the Shechina. Person's supposed to see it, make a bracha without staring at it. Now, sounds open and shut, but it's not so simple. Look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Dibur Masla, Ra Keshes. Lone is bayer in ba'ina dafka shireo betunas keshes du kechatzi garn agola or afil miktas mimenu die. Sometimes you look up and you see a little piece of a rainbow. Is that good enough? The Bir Halacha is not sure. Could be you need to see basically the whole thing, the whole round rainbow, like you see in the coloring books. Now, the Jewish brings down the machlokes. Is it that you need to see the whole thing, or you need to know that the whole thing is there? I only see a piece, but I know the whole thing. Sometimes it's just like a little piece of a rainbow. That's in the sky. Not that it's there, but I can't see it. It's just only a little piece. Once in my lifetime, I was coming out of the Ramer Balanes Kever in Tveria. I was think it was a Nitzivai trip, and we saw, I never saw such a thing in my life, the whole rainbow. It was something to be seen, but you're not allowed to stare at it. So therefore, it turns out that if there's only a piece of a rainbow there, you can't make a bracha. It's a suffix bracha. You say a bracha without Shema Malchus. In order to make bracha, you need to see the whole thing. Do you need to see the whole thing or have the whole thing? That's a big machlokes here between Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim says you need to see the whole thing. Rav Eliashiv and Rav Nissen Karel would say, as long as you know the whole thing is there, even if you're only seeing a piece of it, that's also okay. That's Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Haroa Chama B'Tkufasa B'Michavches L'Chavches Shana V'Tkufa B'Tchilas L'Aldale K'Shirosa B'Yomdale B'Boker Omer Baruch Oysim Aysa Bereshis. Okay. The special bracha called Birkas Chama, we had it a few years back. It's once every 28 years when the sun is in the same place where it was when Hashem created the world. It's on a Wednesday morning in Nisan, once every 28 years. And there's a special bracha to say Osam Aysa Bereshis. Mishu Yosef Katan Vav, Mokom Shechazer Shan Etzchilas Hekeifa, it goes around, whatever, that's where it was during creation. He Sha'as Tzliyas HaMa'oros Be'ezah Bria, that's where Hashem put it. Umi'as Etzchil HaKiv L'Shamish, and there it goes around, we go around it goes around other things maybe. Vu Nimsha Chav Cheshana takes 28 years for a full cycle. Ashbalos Amakom Etzimtum Etzchilas La'Ravi Kebe'ezah Bria, beginning of the Tuesday night. Like, what is that creation? V'atzkufa, hayu tzkufa, nisan b'boker. So the chatzchila mitzvahs miyad la'aktim ad de'evshev. Tov v'recha osav b'rov am. It's good to everyone should do it together. It's a very chashev bracha because it only comes up once every 28 years. That's very chashev. You know, not everyone, you're not zochet to too many of those in your lifetime. We should all be zochet to see another couple. So it should be done first thing in the morning. Some people daven eight, so you have to do it right away. But d'yevet ad sholosh shos alayom. But d'yevet you have until, like, so it's not kriyishma. Others say that you can do it until chatzos. Let's say you can't see the sun because it's cloudy. Ayin b'sharei tshuva. I wasn't my ayin in the sharei tshuva, but I did see that the Dagom Ravava had a whole thing that they couldn't see the moon until an hour before chatzos, and he himself said the bracha b'shem v'malchus. There's many stories like that. So, some do first thing in the morning, lechatchila until the third hour in the day to say Birkas Chama, and b'diavad until chatzos. It's often done berovam hadras melech with everybody together. It's a big deal. If you can see the roshim between the clouds, that's enough to make a bracha. But if you can't see the sun at all, then you can't make a bracha. So, you know, you wait 28 years for this bracha, you really hope it's not a cloudy day. That's a real bummer. There's a whole Yantza Diyan in the Dirshu if women do or do not say Birkas Chama. I don't remember what happened last time. I thought the women Dafka did say it, but I don't know. Whole discussion, they have to say it, they don't say it, not, they shouldn't say it. Studin Lakan Lakan, huge footnote over here. Fine. Let's finish our Sif Beis. I don't understand the rest of Sif Beis. The rest of the Beis, the Mishnah says, Sif Katan Tas, Ein Noagin Ha'olam Bezeh. We're not knowing to make this bracha, but the Mechaber continues, based on the Gemara over there, astrology, and moons and stars, I don't know what we're talking about. When you see the moon in its purity, whatever that means, the Kochavim B'mish Merosam, and the stars in their watch, U'mazalos, and the... What are Mazalos? Planets? No.
Constellations
in their time. Dainu. Kishetachsa halavana betchilas mazal tleh. When the moon goes to the beginning of the mazal tleh, betchilas achodesh, voti anote, lola tsefam, lola darum, vachen kishiyachsu, kokocha, michamisha, nisharim, betchilas mazal tleh, vlo yinote, lola tsefam, lola darum, vachen michal eishir, mazal tleh, ola mikzos hamizrach. Rabbi Shimon, you know what that's talking about? Okay, Baruch Shekivanti. I also don't know what I'm talking about. I could try. Dainu, the moon comes back to the beginning of this Mazal Tzla, this, I don't know, these, it's part of this astrology stuff. What?
There's a sheep, no?
Yeah. How do you?
Taurus.
Aries.
I don't know what any of this stuff is. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it's talking about. Anyway, and the moon is not going not south, not north. And when each of the five stars, you list here the name of the stars. Shabsa, Tzedek, Mazin, Noga, Kochav, I don't know. They go to the Mazal Tzle. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can look at an art score. I'm sure it's an art score brachas. Oh, it's my separations. But that, the Mishmir says, we don't say. We don't say this bracha on this business, what exactly it is. And I wanted to look at art score, but I didn't. Okay, that's Reish Chav Tes. So we're moving right along. Tomorrow, Bezal Hashem, do Reish Lamed. Then we're Reish Lamed out. Then we're ready up to Tfilas HaMincha. We are pushing the end zone, finishing the Chayli Beis, the Siyad Shemayi Gedolah.